presently there came along the jinn in charge of all deserts, rolling in a cloud of dust. Jinns always travel that way because it is magic. And she stopped to palaver and powwow with the three.
"Jinn of all deserts," said the horse, "is it right for anyone to be idle with a world so new and all?"
"Certainly not," said the jinn.
"Well," said the horse, "there's a thing in the middle of your howling desert, and he's a howler himself, with a long neck and long legs, and he hasn't done a stroke of work since Monday morning. He won't trot."
Said the jinn, whistling. "That's my camel, for all the gold in Arabia. What does he say about it?"
"He says, 'Humph,'" said the dog, "and he won't fetch and carry."
"Does he say anything else?"
"Only humph, and he won't plow," said the ox.
"Very good," said the jinn. "I'll humph him if you will kindly wait a minute."